This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks so much for listening. 1-866-408-7669. I'll be able to take calls in 10 minutes, I promise. A lot going on today. About 1 o'clock, we're going to have the Afghanistan hearings. I cannot wait to get that get started. Just a quick note. On Fox Nation, 5 o'clock, I got a great panel. We're going to analyze what we learned today and the mistakes President Biden won't own up to. Joining us now is Tim Carney. He's got a book out now. It's called Family Unfriendly. I know you can relate to how our culture made raising kids much harder than it needs to be. But you also know that in Tim Carney, you have a guy who's very politically oriented. He's a member of the American Enterprise Institute, writes about with the Washington Examiner a lot about politics and the economy. Tim, welcome.
Thanks for having me, man.
What prompted this book?
Well, my wife and I, we raised 6 kids, and we know the difficulties. We know what we need to do it. And then you look out and you see there's an epidemic of anxiety. Kids are so much more anxious. Parents are stressed. And then the birth rate's collapsing. You know, we're at record lows on the number of babies, the total fertility rate, all of that stuff. And so you realize that our culture is not doing its job. It's due to the fact that we have a family-unfriendly culture in 100 ways. For starters, parenting culture is out of control. Little League gives way to some super intensive, expensive travel sports. You got dating and mating culture is crazy. People in their 20s aren't getting married. The apps seem to have broken their brain. Feminism is seeping in there, causing problems. And ultimately, our culture's values are not family friendly, where we don't value commitment, tradition, family, and faith. And so you see all these problems. People aren't having kids and the kids are being stressed out. And you realize our culture is not doing its job.
You also talk about with your kid, you let him try out for the travel team. And in baseball, soccer, baseball, basketball, it never stops. You call it a trap.
Yeah, the travel team trap is absolutely one of the worst parts of parenting culture today, where you do it because maybe some people are super hyper ambitious parents and they want their kid to get a D1 scholarship. Maybe you just somebody's like, oh, they got better coaches if you go to travel. Or maybe you just do it unthinkingly. That's what we did. We let them try out for travel baseball instead of playing in local Little League. They have these winter workouts in the gym. You're not allowed to play basketball, too. It's got to be baseball year-round. And the first thing the coach says is, baseball isn't fun. Winning is fun. And this is to 12-year-olds telling them, we're about to do something for the next 6 months that's not even fun unless you happen to win. And so it's this real problem that instead of just letting kids be kids, we professionalize everything. And it's the same sort of thing with the fear that, you know, you have to watch your kids at every minute, watch all of their, they got to meet all the milestones. You can't let your kids wander the neighborhood without worrying about some neighbor calling Child Protective Services on them. So these are the cultural problems. Remember when we were kids, it was ride your bike, come home when the streetlight turns on, or you don't get dinner. Nowadays, parents feel they can't do that anymore.
You said, too, living close to each other, having that connection with the extended family used to be important. It's not really being taken advantage of now, right?
Now people think that growing up, it means getting away from your parents. You have no idea how many colleagues I have in the media who the main thing they're proud of is now they live in New York or D.C. instead of, you know, in Woodburn, Indiana, the backwards hometown where they grew up. Guess what? Their friends who stayed behind in Woodburn, Indiana are now married with kids and getting help from grandma and grandpa. And so what I do in Family Unfriendly is I do reporting where I'm on the ground talking to families. I talk about my own experience raising 6 kids, but I also crunch all the data. And a couple of the numbers that really jumped out at me. If you have help from your own parents in raising kids, you're more likely to have a second kid or a third kid. And that in Israel, the only wealthy country with a birth rate that's above the replacement level, their 70% of moms get help raising kids from their own mom. And the rate is down like 35% in Europe. So actually being close to family is one of those old-fashioned things that really has value.
So it's so interesting because you say in Israel, they have double the birth rate, right?
They're double Europe's birth rate, 3 babies per woman instead of 1.5.
And because they live within 20 miles of each other, usually.
Yeah, and so, but then religion is at the core of that. So it's not only religious people, though, who are having babies. In Israel, the secular Jews are 2.0. And I walked all around Tel Aviv talking to people, and there were people who said, oh, I'm not religious at all, but what's happened is Israel's built up a culture because of the religion, built up a culture where it's okay to bring kids. You don't have to apologize if you bring your kids on a plane or to a pizza place or on the train. Everybody's helping out everybody else raising kids. It's normal to let your kids walk to school. And it's just kind of expected that that's what you're going to do when you grow up. You're going to get married and have kids. Not everybody has to do it, but it's not some, you know, intentional living, totally deliberated choice. You grow up, you get married, you have kids. That's what you do. And guess what? You're going to get help from your mom. You're going to get help from the community. You're going to get help from the religious institutions. America has that in some subcultures. I visited Mormon places, my own Catholic schools. They really support families. But that's not the norm in American culture, unfortunately.
Well, there's a couple of things going on right now. I look at, for example, Hungary. They were concerned about their population. They wanted to make the Hungarian culture flourish. So they incentivize. They almost pay you to have more kids. Is there a role for government in this?
It can only do so much. I mean, Hungary, what they're trying to do is trying to change the culture, and that's what you have to do. But just paying people money, that will drive up the birth rate a little bit. It'll make it so that there are some families that are financially on the edge who desperately want a third kid who say, okay, you know what, we can make it by with a few extra $1,000. So Hungary has stopped its decline, but it really hasn't caused things to go up. Certainly the Biden administration's pro-family ideas are really bad. They just want to subsidize daycare because what they want to do is not help families, but make sure that every mother is in the workplace 40 hours a week. But most mothers don't want that. Most mothers want to work part-time or have their full-time job be raising children. But the Biden administration has an ideological approach to this where they say, no, we want you, what they call it, off the sidelines and in the job market. How horrible is that? Raising your kid, teaching him how to read, taking him to the park, that's the sidelines in their mind. So there is a role for government, but really it's a very limited role. What the main role for government is that cities and towns have to like have more sidewalks, have more playgrounds, take down the sign that says you're not allowed to play on the baseball field unless you have a permit, have to make a family-friendly infrastructure. I don't want government getting really involved in families, because we know that that will be ideologically infected and not in the favor of my own view of a conservative view of family.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
So you mentioned a couple of things to do. Tim Carney, who wrote this brand book, Family Unfriendly. You guys can probably relate to this while listening around the country right now. So what are a couple of things that you would like to do, or pick a community that is supportive of this? Some things you're looking for. You mentioned, you know, let the kids play pickup ball on the official field. Don't tell everyone you need a permit to go out there. Play pickup soccer, pickup baseball, football.
So, I mean, we could start with sports just because that's what I love. That's sort of my language is baseball. But, yeah, so encouraging kids to play pickup stuff, not over-scheduling them. I would want schools to tell parents, hey, by the way, if your kid's already doing a sport and an instrument, maybe cut it off there. And if your kid's doing one sport year-round, stop doing that. Talk them out of that. Schools, though, where they're most important is they need to discourage smartphones and social media for kids. In some school districts, they basically force kids to have a smartphone. One place, the bathroom pass is an iPhone app. So they need to help parents say, hey, you know what? If you don't want to give your kids phones, we'll support you on that. Because it's another place where you need community support to make the right decision for parents. And finally, parents need to be empowered to do the primary education of their own children. Schools are our partners in raising kids. Nowadays, so many public schools try to take over and pull kids away from their parents. Schools have to say, no, parents, you're in charge, and we're going to be your supporters in this regard. That would be a huge change. That would be family friendly.
All right, Tim. Tim Carney, congratulations on the book. Go pick it up. It's called Family Unfriendly, How Our Culture Made Raising Kids Much Harder Than It Needs to Be. Tim Carney, thank you.
Thanks, Brian.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. Listen to the show ad-free on Fox News Podcast Plus, on Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music with your Prime membership, or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.